The Traveler's Journal, August 6th. Enjoying the Channel Islands. Five tiny islands poke up from the English Channel off the coast of Normandy. Though Jersey, Guernsey, Sark, Herm, and Alderney all lie closer to France, they've been linked to England since 1066, when William the Conqueror deeded them to his knights. Yet, in many ways, the Channel Islands are, well, islands unto themselves, with their own legislatures, language, money, and stamps. Thanks to a mild climate, the local economy thrives on growing vegetables and flowers. The purebred cows of Jersey and Guernsey are famous around the world. Since World War II, a benign tax structure has made the islands havens for wealthy English exiles and multinational corporations. 80 banks shelter billions of dollars of deposits in St. Helier, Jersey's petite but fashionable capital. 12 miles long and 7 wide, Jersey's the largest of the islands and the most developed. It retains a relaxed rural air, with lavender fields, quiet lanes, panoramic coastal walks, and sandy beaches. Guernsey's half as large as Jersey and proportionately slower paced. Beachy bays and coves scallop its northern shore, rising to steep shrub-covered cliffs along its southern coast. Herm and Alderney are even smaller and less populated. The size of both actually doubles when the tide is out. And Sark is a tiny feudal realm, remote and unaffected by time or modern realities. All the Channel Islands are quaint, quirky places to visit, especially this time of year when wildflowers abound. Tomorrow, we take a Jersey jaunt. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.